Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you also, Rul, for this extensive presentation of what you were doing. And of course, we are willing and more than willing to assist in these simulations, indeed, given the fact that real data has been there for quite some years and has been very active in that communication between different actors. So indeed, invitation accepted. And then maybe coming back on the points of immobility, they're the same. UIC is very active in looking for solutions on a number of the challenges which are being being raised in immobility, and then specifically on, let's say, railroad. Two of them, of course, are the charging itself, which takes time. And there, I think that rail has a specific, has very good chances of being a solution there, because during transit we are looking at solutions to charge during transit on the rail wagons, and even during transshipment there is always a number of hours at least that trucks and containers are standing in on terminals, and also there we could provide, or we could use that time to provide charging. And also, space will be an issue in that charging facilities. And there again, we assume that rail and the terminals can provide solutions to the road there. There's one thing which we would like to address in those looking for innovations. In Europe, for example, there is a major project ongoing, the Zephyrus project, which is looking at electrification of road vehicles, as well the tractors as the trailers. But there is one thing which I think we should take care, and that we are in many of the innovations we are currently focusing on extending the distance that we can overcome with road transport. And we as rail sector, we're not entirely convinced that this is the road we should go. For long distance, we have a very good alternative, and which is already to a large extent electrified, which is rail. So why are we investing, and why are we supporting, competing innovations? It's an open question. So we're there again, looking at. But on the other hand, we think that for rail there is a lot of opportunities, and as I said, looking at as well the space for charging, as the time that we can use during transit. I think their rail has good propositions to make. Thank you.